Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
City department head reports.
Phil Cooper, city inspector's office. From 9:10 to 9:24, we had 117 violations. Billings, we had 46 grass and bills, then junk and debris, we had six. And that's it.
I think you said last month you sent out 110 letters.
Yeah, I was wrong on that. It was 277.
Yeah.
One or two off.
Hello, everyone. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Since the last time I was up here, I think we've had 13 funerals and got through another homecoming and without getting my head bit off or anything. Pretty good weekend.
That's good. That's good.
Ward Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 1,918 runs. Took the tower that we discussed at the last Board of Works meeting to Indy today for repairs on that caulking and welding. And hopefully it won't be much more than a week turnaround on that. The trucks should be advertised that we talked about last meeting, the surplus trucks should be coming out. Sealed bid should be delivered to the mayor's office by October 22nd, open at the Board of Works on that evening. Hope we receive some. Between the last two meetings, we've had touch truck, homecoming, Red Cross roadblock, German American Safety Day, chili cook off. Fire Department took a second and a third, second in taste and third in presentation. Fire Department still got it going on. And that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Gordon.
Steve Beeman, Parks Department. Over the weekend, we had the touch a truck. We had about 30 vehicles. I think we had a very nice crowd of youth and parents that were out there. Tomorrow night we have our first technical review committee meeting here with the members that were on the resolution. Isaac will have a conceptual drawing that we will go over, start the process.
7:30?
6:30.
6:30. 6:30.
And then this evening after at City Council, I will discuss the aligner and the option we have. Cost estimates from Spear are about 26 to fix or repair the liner, the deep end. It's not the whole liner. I've heard on the radio that they're asking to have the whole liner replaced. That would be about $150,000, just deep end. That's all.
Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. I'd like to report, I attended the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police Conference. Fire chiefs were actually up there that same week, so that was a nice opportunity for us to coordinate and talk with other chiefs from around the area about things they're doing to help out with their budget and fleet and different things like that. We will have Jonathan O'Brien starting as a new officer on October the 2nd. So that's a breath of fresh air there. So he'll be unit number 115. Lucas Wallace is our next person in line. He is scheduled to go up to the state for medical and psychological testing here in the next weeks. And then it'll just be a matter of getting that material back from them. We did lay to rest a retiree today. That is Dwayne Ray. Everybody called him Barney Litherland. I'd just like to say on that note, he was a good man. I can remember as a young boy going up and playing around at the police department when my dad was there, and he was always real good to me, and he never let an opportunity go by to speak and kind of give you a hard time when you were a kid. So, you know, we'll miss him on that note. Thank you.
Hi, Terry Barmas, Director of the Animal Shelter.
We've had 22 new volunteers this month. We've had 14 reclaims, nine cat adoptions, and 28 dog adoptions.
Okay, we'll move on to old business. Holiday Market in the Riverfront Pavilion, Shirley Rose.
Shirley Rose, Holiday Market. We would like to use the pavilion starting on Saturday, November the 17th, for the Holiday Market. You know what the Holiday Market is. And I don't think anybody's got it scheduled for the next few Saturdays, so we'd like to put down for the next four Saturdays, unless it gets so cold we can't stand it.
17 plus 3.
The next three, yeah.
You have some heaters, you know.
Have some heaters, yeah. Yes.
Make a motion that we approve the use of the pavilion for the next four Saturdays and November the 17th for the Holiday Market.
That, and the 17th, of course, is a Christmas story.
Right, right.
Okay.
Now, second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let me talk about the...
Yes, because we're going to move to new business, and first up is BCB.
Okay. We would like to close the street on Friday evening, November the 16th. And normally the street is opened up again right after the parade. And this year, if we can, and work with the police and keep it closed, because we have two carriages that we're going to give free carriage rides up and down Main Street. And I don't think that's going to work real well if the cars are in there.
And all the merchants are good with that?
Yes.
And you're going to keep...
The street's right. Already closed.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're going to keep stroll rides going even after the...
After the parade.
Parade. Uh-huh. Okay, okay.
And, you know, we're just talking about 2 hours there.
Yeah. So till...
And this is only on... Or? Yeah. And this is only on Friday night.
Okay. So what time's the parade?
6 o'clock, I think it is, or 6:30, something like that.
Okay. So we keep the street closed till, say, a certain time, like 10 or?
9, that's when the stores close.
9, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Shirley?
That's all.
Okay, so we'll make a motion that we have the closing of Main Street on the 16th until 9 p.m., and then on Saturday, for what are the hours then on Saturday?
They're open on Saturday. The streets are open on Saturday.
Oh, streets are open on Saturday. So mm-hmm. We just need the street just, closed for
yeah,
the
just
stroll.
Just that Friday evening.
For the parade. Friday evening, mm-hmm. the 16th, until 9 p.m.
From what block? Not all the way
to 10? Oh, no.
No, no.
Just
it's from
6th. The 2nd.
6th to 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
That's great. Fine. Thanks, Shirley.
Next is signs and banner for Muster on the Wabash.
Doesn't look like David Weaver to me. I don't know. Charlie Weaver.
He's at an Association of Indiana Museums meeting up in Terre Haute. And so I'm Richard Day.
The esteemed
His
Richard
designated
Day.
Switch hitter or pinch hitter, whatever the term is. This is the Muster on the Wabash, the 14th annual Muster on the Wabash up at Fort Knox. It'll be November 3rd and 4th. We have two signs, 4 feet wide, 6 feet tall, and one banner. And we're asking for permission to put the signs up at Charlie Cantwell Corner at 6th and St. Clair.
Okay.
And along Hart Street at front of the McDonald place.
Yeah, that's right.
Put it in the past.
Where the city sign is.
Where the city sign is, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then we have the banner, which we'd like to put over 2nd Street. Mr. Ravalette has apprised me that we're supposed to now have some personal liability insurance for $1 million. Mr. Weaver hasn't had a chance to look into this. There was some thought that perhaps since we are a state entity that it's self-insured, maybe that wouldn't be the case. And he said that we would find out from Mr. Rolligan here whether that would be a valid point or not.
I wasn't paying the liquor.
The question is whether or not, since they are a state entity, would that preclude them from having insurance for a banner? Usually we ask for insurance for the banners across the street. They're self-insured. Okay. Okay. So we will make a motion. Dan, you have the dates for the?
Yes, October 22nd through November 4th.
October 22nd through November 4th. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of the banner on College Avenue between October 22nd. Second Street.
Over there by Tecumseh School.
By Tecumseh, gotcha, okay. From the 22nd to the November 4th, and also for the placement of large sandwich-sized boards that will be at 6th and St. Clair, and I assume Mr. Cantwell's aware of...
Already talked to Mr. Charlie.
Aware of that.
Very, very generous, let us use his corner there.
Right, and then also at the city sign near the Hart Street McDonald's.
Now second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And hopefully you have a day like today.
Yeah. One can only hope.
Yeah. It'd be beautiful.
Next is closing College Avenue between 3rd and 4th Street.
That's where you got the college. Then.
And I don't, it's Perrin and Construction, which we have a letter.
Okay.
This has got to do with the install stormwater and sanitary sewer laterals, and I think it's for BU's new arts building.
Mm-hmm.
I have talked with Kirk Bushy. They are aware of this work, and they've looked at and approved it on their end. So,
okay. The motion is to close College Avenue between 3rd and 4th Street for from Monday, October the 1st through Friday, October the 5th, for the aforementioned reasons for the water and sanitary lines. I'll make that motion.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next is close one block of Barnett for Greg Parrott Auction.
Hi, I'm Greg Todd with Parrott Auction, and we're going to have an auction for Debbie, it's hard to say her name, Abrazart, and it'll be October the 7th. That is a Sunday. We need the block closed between 2nd and 3rd Street on Barnett from 8 to 5.
Debbie Abrazart.
I got Abrazart.
A fine member of the Samaritan Center.
She's bought some land down in South Knox area.
Okay.
She'll be selling her home.
Okay. Chief, you don't have any problem with that, do you? Okay, we'll make a motion to close Barnett Street from 2nd to 3rd on October the 7th from 9 to 5 for the purposes of conducting a public auction.
It'd be 8 to 5.
I'm sorry?
8 to 5.
8 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, your letter said 9 to 5, but you need 8 to 5.
Well, he's on Illinois time.
Oh, okay.
8 to 5. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kirk.
Okay, next, as everybody is aware, the Second and Main Street property was donated to the city. We need to formally accept this.
Ratify the acceptance.
So I need somebody to make a motion to be accepted.
Accept, okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the deed. Is that how you want it stated? For the property formerly known as the Gimble Bond Building at 2nd and Main.
Hmm.
202 through
212.
Okay. Is it on there?
Tracks A and B.
A through D.
A, B, C, and D.
Okay. That include tracks A, B, C, and D.
It's like from 202 Main to 212 Main.
Oh, okay. Those are the street addresses. 202. Okay. All right. So let me restate that in a more dignified fashion. I'll make a motion that the city accept the deed for the property of the 202 through 212 Main Streets, which include tract A, B, C, and D, the formerly owned by the Pantheon Theater Company.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then last, along with this, they've been cleaning this property up, and I know there's been some truck traffic, but here in the next couple of days, that truck traffic may pick up because they'll be hauling in sand and stuff to fill us back in. So they are going to request that we close Second Street between Main and Bustron during daylight hours so they can get trucks in and out there without worrying about traffic. They will keep in mind the bank's parking lot. So.
You mean that people will be able to get into the bank parking
lot? Right.
They should be able to go side lot.
For regular traffic.
Okay. And I mean, do we need a designated time period or?
They only work through like 8 in the morning till 4 or 5 in the evening.
Okay.
But here recently, they've had several trucks in and out, but now there's going to be a lot more because it's going to be a lot quicker. They're just hauling in sand. They'll just come in, dump, and they don't go near as far to get this.
Okay. So I'm sure the general public will appreciate and understand.
Right.
Newspaper will report that in a positive fashion. I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Second Street from Main Street to just short of the old National parking lot for an undisclosed time period to allow for the movement of earth, sand, and to fill the now city-owned property at Second and Main.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Nothing else? Somebody wants to make a motion?
So moved.
We are adjourned.
Great.
Excellent. Good job. Made a hole and filled it. Bought a hole.
Bought a hole.
It was a hole.
In the middle of the Main Street.
Now, yeah.